from KQED.
Recent polling shows that Californians are not just taking climate change seriously, but 2 out of 3 believe they're already seeing the impacts. Anthony Barnosky agrees. He runs the Barnosky Global Change Lab at UC Berkeley. He's the author of Heatstroke and 2 other books about the climate challenge, and he senses, if you'll forgive the pun, a sea change.
You know, over the past few years, we've been seeing and living climate change. We've seen water pour into the New York subway system. We've seen wildfires in the western U.S. This year, 24,000 wildfires and, you know, increasing heat waves. You can go down the list. Everybody's experienced some climate change in the past few years. We've had these new documents come out just recently over the past month, which are putting the science behind it and very clearly shown that these are not just random events. So climate change is happening. People, at least in the United States, finally, the majority of people not only are recognizing that climate is warming and changing in ways we haven't seen before, but also that humans are causing it. So we're past that debate in the general public's mind. What hasn't happened yet is for that majority feeling, if you will, to percolate up to our political leaders. So I think we're on the cusp of that being able to happen.
Of course, it's been happening in California. In May, Barnosky and more than 500 scientists joined Governor Brown in signing a consensus statement affirming the climate crisis and calling for more action. And Brown continues to fret publicly about the lack of urgency in many quarters of government.
There is a complete disproportion between the knowledge and the magnitude, the knowledge about and the magnitude of climate change and what it's going to do to our way of life and our response. The response is feeble compared to the challenge.
The statement, which was written by Barnosky and 15 other scientists, is called The Scientific Consensus on Maintaining Humanity's Life Support Systems in the 21st Century. It's the centerpiece of a new push by scientists to advance the climate policy agenda and other sustainability issues. More than 1,000 scientists worldwide have now signed it. I asked Barnosky what he's hoping will come of it.
It's scientists trying to bridge that gap. We're tired of talking just to other scientists. We've known the science about this stuff for 20 or 30 years, at least in broad brush. Somehow the message has not made it out in a way that is resulting in meaningful action. I think one of the things that has already happened with our statement is that it is being used by people such as Governor Brown in many high-level discussions and actually is helping to begin to push policy in some certain directions.
A recent statement from the 61,000-member American Geophysical Union amped up its position on climate change, saying flatly that humanity is the major cause and that rapid societal responses can significantly lessen negative outcomes. But crossing the great divide from science to activism is a leap that many scientists just aren't comfortable making. So I asked Barnosky how he reconciles that with projects like his.
I guess I still fall on the scientific side that says you can be an activist and not base it on sound science, base it on emotion. So what we're trying to do is say, hey, here is the sound science, here is the information, do with it what you will, but know that this is going to happen if you don't act upon it and make a conscious choice. So it's all about making the conscious choice and knowing what the risks are in both directions.
But some surveys suggest that Barnosky has his work cut out for him. A national Gallup poll in March showed almost the mirror image of California, with nearly 2 out of 3 respondents saying they didn't see climate change as a threat in their lifetimes, about the same number as 10 years ago.
These are generational problems. It takes about a generation to change these things, and I think we're on the cusp of that change, or I would hope that we are on the cusp of that change if we keep the pressure on, so to speak.
Barnosky says that pressure will include a major web presence and outreach through social media, and adds that while there's still time to act, decision time is now. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.